Tuesday night, Parshas Pinchas, Tov Shin Pei. Let's learn to daven. We are up to Mincha of Shabbos afternoon. Tfilas Mincha of Shabbos afternoon. Myridik. Let's do it. Here we go. Mincha of Shabbos afternoon. If you have a sitter with you, we are on page 516. Ata echod, v'shimcha echod, u'mikamcha Yisrael goyechad boretz. You are one, your name is one, who is like your people of Klal Yisrael, goyechad, one nation, goyechad boretz, one nation on earth. Tif eres gedula, v'yateres Yeshua, the splendor of greatness and the crown of salvation, yoy menucha kedusha li'amcha nosotu. The day of contentment and holiness have you given to your people. Is this a praise of Klal Yisrael or a criticism of Klal Yisrael?
Well, obviously the Parsha Pshat is it's a praise.
Parsha Pshat is a praise of Klal Yisrael.
But I'm trying to hear something different.
Well, I don't think so. Ata Echad V'Shimcha Echad. You are one. I am coming tonight to answer a question. I'm going to try to answer a question. With this opening question that has been bothering Rav Nochi Stein, I can't tell you how long, but I can tell you, I know it's been bothering him as long as I know him. I don't know how many years I know him. How many years you're living in the neighborhood, Rav Nochi?
8.5 years, and I don't know if you're going to satisfy me, because I know what a question you're going to hit.
Here we go. 8.5 years you've been davening in the shul already?
8.5 years I've been enjoying you.
Okay.
And Yeshua.
Fine.
In that order.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So let's talk for a minute. And I want to give a hakdama to something that happened this week. As I always say, the perks of being the Rav of Adash Yeshurim. Perks of being the Rav of Adash Yeshurim. Unbelievable. Klal Yisrael hit a Meiridik in Madrega, and they said, Nasa V'Nishma. Klal Yisrael hit a Meiridik in Madrega, and Lechteich Acharai Bamidbar, B'Yeres Leizarua, they were willing to leave Mitzrayim to go into the Midbar. No food, nothing, following Hashem. Two incredible Madregas, to which many people ask, and Rav Nochi is among them. Okay, we said Nasa V'Nishma. And we said Lechteich Acharei Bamidbar. We didn't say it. We were spoken about in those ways. The FLP came. We all know that 40 days later we're at the Eagle. We clear up the Eagle, and we get the Mishkan. We clear up the Eagle. We get the Mishkan, and what happened to us then? The Meraglim. And now everybody has to die. And then what happens? Kairach. We finish with Kairach. Miriam dies. What happens? Everybody's complaining about water. We have the main Meriva. Maishar and the Punish. It looks like, especially once you get into Bamidbar, starting with literally with Paloischa, onwards, every single parsha in the middle of Bamidbar, tzaris and problems and what and who, we can never make it. Am I asking something that bothers you or Nachi? We're always blowing it, right?
Terribly, yes,
okay.
Definitely.
But as long as I know you, you've been telling me this question. I'd like to say something tonight. This came about as a result of something that we were working on over the last week. As a matter of fact, I spoke about it a little, but not completely on Sunday morning. Sunday morning. And I hope to explain it in greater detail, Bez Hashem Yisbarach. Hopefully we won't be nogeya to be here in Yeshurin for it, but by Tisha B'Av, I'd like to maybe speak about this in more depth. Now let me tell you what I want to speak about right now. Right now, I'd like to speak about the following. The halacha is Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and the Chavav Mer Aleph that Klal Yisrael cannot go in, not Klal Yisrael, the Kohen Gadol cannot go into the Kodesh Kedoshim in Yom Kippur with big day Zov. Why not?
Ego.
Ein Kategor, Nasa San Ego.
Ego.
Ego. The kateger can't be a senegar. The prosecutor can't turn into a defense attorney. Can't be. Ain't kateger not a senegar. Back to Gemara Kasha. Ilamaisa, there is gold inside the Kurdish Kadoshim. Okay, the Gemara answers. And finally, the Gemara says the only scenario is where the person himself brings in gold. I know the coin gold, the wearing gold, that can't be. Okay. Back to Gemara Kasha. Every horn of every kosher animal can be used for the shofar. Except for the horn of a cow. Horn of a cow can't be used. Why can't the horn of a cow? Why can't the horn of a cow be used?
Same thing.
Somebody just joined us. Howard's phone. Who is that?
Howard Sy, Florida.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Wonderful to see you. Wonderful to have you. So Lamaisa, here we go. Let's put this into perspective. A cow's horn cannot be used because ain katego nasa sanego. Vekti Gemara Kasha. What are you talking about? You just said it's only when you are lifnim. When the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kochi Kochim, there's a problem. When you blow shofar, you know we're near the Kochi Kochim. So what are you telling me? You can't use the horn of a para because ain't got taken out the sanega. You're not inside. As I fact the Gemara, Chavav and Aleph and Rosh Hashanah. Gemara's answer is what? Anybody remember the Gemara's answer? When you blow the shofar, killeth nim dummy. When you blow the shofar, it's like you're inside. Gemara, Chavav and Aleph. Rosh Hashanah. Vekta Svasemis Akasha. Unbelievable Kasha. Svasemis wants to know, we should be Zeicher to do this, but we can't do it. We're Oyla Regel Pesach, and Shruis, and Sukkos. Right? Mitzvah Oyla Regel. Everybody agree? Right? Mitzvah Oyla Regel. Vekta Svasemis Akasha. How come there's no Mitzvah to be Oyla Regel on Rosh Hashanah? Good to Kasha. I see Howard Seif from Florida likes the Kasha. It's a good to Kasha. What's a teretz? Zokta Svasemis, an unbelievable Yisoy. The Svasemis says, listen to this teretz from the Svasemis. If we be sitting together in a room like we should be, a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to, I would make everybody get up and start dancing around the table. Zokta Svasemis the Teretz, that since when you blow shofar, you killif nimdami, you're like inside the Kodesh Kedoshim. Mamela, you don't have to be Eila Regel, because you already are Eila Regel when you blow the shofar. Danny Alchil, you should be jumping off your seat over there.
Very beautiful.
Don't be a litvak. You have to dance over here with this kasha, this teretz. And now, Reb Nochi Stein, I want you to listen now. What is this Svasemis saying? Are we bad people because they ain't katega nasa sanega, therefore we can't blow the shofar from a para? Or are we good people that we consider with nimdami? Which one are we, bad or good?
Maybe the Rabbeinu Shloimeh doesn't want us to even have a Havamina.
Don't be a politician and answer my kasha. Are we bad people or good people?
We're good, but there's a possibility.
I can't get... Which one? Bad or good? I'm pushing you.
We have to remember what we've done in the past also, sir.
Oh, I can't get a straight answer out of him. He's much a politician over here. He lost at 11. Let me tell you what's going on here in this Svasemis. A dermatologist is a very chosh of a person. He's a doctor. He went to medical school. He studied how to become a dermatologist. When a dermatologist is involved in taking something off the skin it usually makes no difference if he takes off a little bit more or a little bit less. A little bit more, he takes off a little bit more. He's machme, he takes off a little bit more, a few more cells, a little bit more skin. A brain surgeon can't take off a little bit more. You take off a little bit more, chas v'shalom, who knows what can happen to the person. You can hit a nerve in the brain and who knows what's going on over there. Right? Serious business, a brain surgeon. Forget about open heart surgery. Open brain surgery. It's a pachad mavis mamish. Pachad mavis, one move in the wrong way, chas v'shalom. Is the brain surgeon a good guy or a bad guy?
Obviously.
Well, now it's obvious. What's obvious?
That of course he's a good guy.
Of course he's a good guy. He trained special training to become a brain surgeon, right? What happens if he makes a mistake? Is he a good guy or a bad guy?
He's still a good guy because that's a person, not a malach.
Oh. Now listen here. And listen well. There was a point in time where everybody in the world was asked the same question, right? The motto of Adas Yeshurin.
Yes or no?
We said yes, they said no. Right? Now when we said yes, what do we say yes to?
And in every.
We said yes to Nasa Venishma, the most incredible answer ever given by human beings, which ended up being the most incredible event which ever took place in the history of the world. Revelation, Har Sinai, whatever you want to call it. Unbelievable. 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 Not Shaykh. At that moment, we were elevated to brain surgeons to the highest degree. And there was somebody in the world who was unbelievably upset at that moment that we said yes. Who was upset?
Yom Ha'olam
became terribly jealous of us. Har Sinai, Har Shiyarit, Sin Eli Olam, they became jealous and they hated us. True. But the Satan was extremely upset because he blew it. He was supposed to get Klai Yisrael to say no, and Klai Yisrael said, Nase v'nishma, most unbelievable answer in the history of the world, Ki Yish Echad, Belev Echad, everybody agree with the whole heart, and we had Nase v'nishma, we had Har Sinai, not Shaykh. What did the Sultan do? Sultan made Moshe Rabbeinu's image appear in the sky, then on the 40th day, which is really not the 40th day, it was the 39th day, he made it seem like Moshe Rabbeinu died, Klai Yisrael got scared, we made an eagle. It was Gefarloch, we made an eagle, and we fell off the Madrega that we had attained. It was unbelievable. I'm asking you a question. And listen to this question. Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give up on us? I'm not asking Nachi Stein. Don't tell me Nachi Stein. I want to know, did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give up on us? Yes or no?
We're still here.
We're still here. We're still here. Kadosh Baruch Hu got angry with us. And Kadosh Baruch Hu punished us. And people died. But did Kadosh Baruch Hu give up on us? Listen to a tefillah. Listen to a tefillah. Ata Echad. You are one. Vishimcha Echad. Your name is one. Umi Ka'amcha Yisrael Goyecha. Your nation is one. Tiferes Gedulah Ateres Yeshua, the splendor of greatness and the crown of salvation. When? Where? Who? Yom Menucha Kedusha, the day of contentment and holiness. To who? Li'amcha Nesotah. I didn't give it to anybody else. What's the halacha? Goy Sheshavas, a goy who keeps Shabbos. What's the halacha?
Chayav
Nisa. Chayav Nisa. No one else can keep Shabbos. Listen to the words of Rishab Shlomo Hirsch. On Tfilas Mincha of Shabbos. Listen to these words. Your people, Klal Yisrael, is unique on earth and distinguishes such particularly by the Shabbos, which as a day of both rest and sanctification reveals this nation in all its greatness and crowns it with salvation. A Shabbos truly observed by the renunciation of even the most tempting opportunity for gain betokens a spiritual and moral greatness characterized by trust in God and by regard only for values far greater than tangible material treasures. Last week we spoke about the fact, we mentioned what's permanent value in the genuine joy of living in Yisbuchu and Malchusecha. Now we're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you Jews, you people, you people who said Nasa Menishma, and in Nasa Menishma meant you were Makabel Shabbos. You people, Lechtei Chacham Amidbar, I'm adding that. You're special. I never lost my special relationship with you. There's a halacha brought down by the Mishnah Berurah. Most of us do not do it. On Friday afternoon, a Jew is supposed to do tshuva. Tshuva? Why are you supposed to do tshuva Friday afternoon?
Because come clean on Shabbos?
Come clean on Shabbos is a pretty good answer. Ona b'choyach, yidul Hashem incho, ta'tir tzerura. Untie the bundles. Ta'tir tzerura. The Chiddush Arim says an unbelievable pshat why you should do tshuva on Erev Shabbos. He says because the problem with Jews when we sin is because we were affected by the culture of the non-Jews surrounding us. You hear what's going on? The non-Jews surrounding us. They had a negative impact on us. A terrible negative.
Not past tense, present tense.
Avada. Zokta Chedush Yerim, you have to do tshuva on Erev Shabbos. In order to get rid of the goy that's inside of you, to clean yourself up, to clean ourselves up, that we should do tshuva to get rid of the goy. Because if you don't get rid of the goy, we bring a goy into Shabbos, and goy sheshavas is chayav misa. What does the Kodesh Baruch Hu want from us? Clean. Clarity. Purity. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. And he wants that on Shabbos. Ato echod b'shimcha echod umi kamcha yishol goy echod baritz. The answer is, of course we've sinned. The answer is, it's very difficult to do brain surgery without making a mistake. The answer is, when you have the achrayas to be the chosen people, it's very difficult. And we are judged, like tzaddikim are judged, kichut asara. Kichut asara means the thickness of a hair. Who can understand what it means, the thickness of a hair, until we had something like brain surgery, where cells and nerves are less thick than a hair. Kichut asara. That's how we're judged. Avada we're gevaldik. But we are looked through an electron microscope. We are looked at. We are examined under an electron microscope. Unbelievable. That's our job. What an incredible thing. What an incredible concept. How scared. How much responsibility we have. How scared and how much responsibility we have. Awesome. And the parah cannot be the horn of the shofar because we sinned by the ego. And at the same time, when we blow that shofar, we'll lefnai v'lefnim. And we don't have to be a regal. We'll lefnai v'lefnim. Unbelievable. Lefnai v'lefnim. After going through Shabbos Ma'ariv with the Suda and with Kiddush, after going through Shabbos Shacharis and Shabbos Musaf, and as we said a few weeks ago, recitation of the Psukim of the Korban Musaf, which holds up the world, and then we go to Shabbos Suda number 2, and then look to Rambam as we had, we go back to Shul to learn Torah, and then we go to Mincha, the fourth Shmoneh Esrei of the day, the highlight of the day, the climax of the day. What do we talk about? We talk about the future. There's nobody like us. We have this special relationship. And it's going to come a point where it's going to be Ato Echad V'Shimcha Echad. The opening verse of Mincha is a reference to the Pasuk in Zechariah, stating that when the final redemption comes, all the world will recognize the oneness of Hashem, meaning there will be no contradictions in His behavior. Everybody will understand it. The Shabbos Mincha alludes to the long-awaited day when history will attain Hashem's goal of perfection. Thus, the Mincha Shmoneh Esrei directs our focus not only on the holiness of Shabbos day, but to the spiritual bliss of the future. And who? Me, Kamcha Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is unique because it alone accepted the Torah and dedicated itself to Hashem's service. Consequently, Hashem awarded Klal Yisrael the spiritual gift cited in the next verse of Teferes Gedula, the Ateres Yeshua, Yoy Menucha Kedusha, the Amcha Nosot. Aye, Lamaisa, the Fek Ramdachi, we blew it. No, we didn't blow it. We sinned. We didn't lose it. Hashem didn't give us away like the Goyim claim. Hashem didn't divorce us like the Goyim claim. Hashem didn't take somebody else like the Goyim claim.
It was close. Mecheni nam esifrecha.
Yes. That all has to be understood in context. That's correct. It all has to be understood in context. All has to be understood that way. Hashem said to the Klal Yisrael, after we said Nasa v'Nishma, after we were willing to go out into the Midbar, after being in Mitzrayim, Hashem was frustrated with us. Hashem was upset with us. No question. Hashem wanted us to behave better. No question. But that's what Hashem said to us. It's unbelievable. And that's why when you go through Chumash Bamidbar, which is extremely difficult once you pass Noso, you get to Baal Yischa and there are Misayinim. And after Baal Yischa, through the Misayinim, what happens? We go to Shlach with the Meraglim. And after the Meraglim, we go to Kairach. And after Kairach, we go to Chukas Bolok. We go to Chukas with the sin of the Mei Meriva. And with Bolok, we go to the sin of the Neshei Midyan. The nice Midyan. And Hashem is still willing to split the Yardin for us after 40 years in the Midbar, with 600,000 people dying, and everything else that went on in the Midbar. And He still takes us into Eretz Yisrael and does Nisim to get us Eretz Yisrael. Hashem loves us because of who we are. We are the greatest group of people that ever lived in the history of the world. Do we make mistakes? You bet. Do we do Averis? You bet. Do we get punished for them? You bet. Are we going to be sitting on the floor on Tisha B'Av? Hopefully not. But did we sit on the floor on Tisha B'Av for the last 2,000 years? You bet.
Will we continue to make mistakes continuously ad leolam? The way history repeats itself, sir?
We will continue to be the best people in the world for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and one day we'll be Zeichet HaMashiach. You want to ask me how? I don't know. You want to ask me when? I don't know. You want to ask me what type of people? I don't know. But I know one thing for sure. We said yes, they all said no. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has never severed his relationship with us because of that. Did we sin again? Yes. By Purim we sinned. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed twice. We went through pogroms, we went through crusades, we went through Holocaust, we went through plenty of things. And Hashem loves us. And it's a hard thing to understand. It took me 8.5 years to begin to give an answer to your question. I smiled whenever he asked me the question. There's no one like us. And don't forget that, Reb Nachi. There's no one like us. I thank you. I'm stopping to turn off the tape. We have 1 minute. I want to say one thing. Don't hang up.